I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I think the natural thing, if you're Donald Trump, is to try to decapitate the regime and try to deal with the remnant, which is what they did basically in Venezuela. So it wouldn't surprise me at all. One scenario would be to try to decapitate the regime. Another would be to try to embolden the protests by, as you suggested, hit IRGC bases, but very visible. IRGC and besiege is the militia that is shooting all the people on the street.
The RCG is, of course, the Revolutionary Guard of Iran. The killing continues in the streets and behind the jail walls and anywhere else. Any of those who are protesting against the sitting power, the mullahs, the religious leader, they are being taken and executed. And often in the dark, but already numbers are surfacing above 5,000. 5,000 have been slaughtered. And in some cases, once again, these are young people, some elderly people that are simply in the streets crying for freedom, demanding freedom. They want to go back to the way Iran was before 1959, 95, when they took over our embassy. They were a Western world at that point. The women did not have to wear hijabs, did not have to cover their face and their eyes. They lived like any Western woman. But then the mullahs took control and said, we're going to impose a new law and everyone will follow it or you'll be executed and you'll be stoned. You were listening then to Michael Duran with Hudson Institute saying, I think what we're going to end up having to do is decapitate, take the top right off. That would be the Iranian leader. Now, with that in mind, I want you to also keep this in mind because they are looking at ways that they can do this, maybe like they did Maduro, or maybe just carry out a direct strike. He's doing everything he can to hide right now. But I'm willing to tell you, and I'm willing to bet, U.S. intel and Mossad intel know exactly where he is. I wonder how he sleeps at night, if he does. He's already lost trust among many of his own troops. He fears them as much as some of the people in the streets. We're going to break it down for you. Thanks for joining us. Hour number one, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. You simply go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook, and reminding you everything goes up as a podcast when we complete it. It's available at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. And one other thing to keep in mind, we had two great FM signals for News Talk STL. But sometimes you get outside the range of those signals. We are restricted by the FCC as to how far we can broadcast those signals. But we have a solution for you. Download our free app, News Talk STL. Go to your local app store that's connected to your phone and simply download it. It will cost you nothing. And you can listen to us anywhere at any time. And when you switch it on, whatever program we have on the air, you'll be listening to at that very moment. Also a great way to get the podcast and other information you would like. News Talk STL, get the free app. Well, with Larry Connors USA, we guarantee you that you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. And I've got a piece of education coming up here shortly that is absolutely going to rock some people. In our next hour, Don Lemon Fruitcake is probably very upset because he was not arrested. There were arrests for the invasion, the mob scene at that church over the weekend in St. Paul. He was there. He was taking part of it, and he's talking. He was complaining. And you know what? He did not get arrested so far. Not charged so far. He might end up getting his wish. But right now, he's got to be thinking, what do I have to do to be relevant again? I went in there with them. I was in there yelling and shouting, and they arrest the other people. And I'll remind you also, a couple of the agitators who went in and started that, they were anxiously talking about what we're doing. Here's what we're doing, and we're doing it. And then when the word began to circulate, you know you might have violated federal statutes and interrupting a religious event. You could be facing federal charges. Suddenly they went silent. I was on the sidewalk. I didn't really go in. Well, that has changed because Pam Bondi has suddenly stepped forward and saying, no, we are going to charge you. And we're going to get into that as well a little bit later. And in the meantime, cry for poor Don Lemon. He's not getting the attention he thinks he should be getting. In our following hour today, that will be presented. But later in this hour, a very special seminar on U.S. freedoms from former Supreme Court Justice Scalia, who, of course, passed away in 1983. But his remarks still ring true when it comes to understanding freedom. And his comparison that he makes between the freedom and the Declaration of Independence for our nation versus the Russian Constitution. This is going to have some people shaking their heads saying, what is he saying? You're going to have to listen very carefully, but you will learn when we complete that segment. And our story behind the story today, when the U.S. Army sprayed the St. Louis area, unsuspecting citizens, mostly poor, mostly black, mostly in the Pruitt-Igo area, with toxins, chemicals. And the Army denied it at the time and then said later when it was uncovered, well, it wasn't that bad. And yet there were those reporting numerous illnesses and deaths. And of course, don't forget, we also have that Coldwater Creek incident with all the hazardous radioactive material up in the Bridgeton region. They are two separate stories, but we're going to put them together for you before we wrap up this hour in the story behind the story. Now, back to dealing with Iran. Retired four-star General Jack King.
Goons on the street. They brought in thousands of people from other countries. To be specific about Iraqi militia, Pakistani militia, and even Afghanistani militia. They're on the streets. They've got pickup trucks with machine guns on them, and they're repressing the people from actually leaving their homes. So that is really what's stopping future demonstrations, to be sure. And nothing has changed in terms of the brutality and barbarism of this regime. And we all know this, and so do our viewing audience know it. They are who they are. And President Trump has said, help is on the way, and he's also got all military options on the table. We do know for a fact that assets are being brought into the region. That's public knowledge. And I'm assuming at some point President Trump is going to fulfill that promise that he made and deliver some kind of a strike against the regime to hold them accountable for what they've done. Stuart, this talk about the possibility of negotiations with this regime, in my view, that is misguided, to be frank about it. Mm-hmm. We should not take any step whatsoever that extends the life of this regime. We don't throw them a lifeline by legitimizing them after the horror that they have impacted on their own people.
Keep that in mind. What they've been doing to their own people. And we're going to try to walk around and say, well, let's just be friends about this and call it all off and go back to normalcy. There is no normalcy in Iran. And there will not be. Not under a pathetic and insufficient approach. And General King is exactly right. We're not going to throw them a lifeline. But what are we going to do to help those in the midst of this? Even Al Jazeera, the publication that focuses primarily on behalf of the leftists, the terrorists, and so forth, is saying, admitting everything is bad in Iran. Fear and anxiety gripping the Iranians, even abroad, amid these protests. Why? Well, in part, because the Iranian regime has cut off all communications. No cell phone service, no internet. So for Iranians who live here in our country, are living free and maybe want to see their relatives join them, they don't know, cannot find out. Are they even alive? Once again, Michael Duran with the Hudson Institute saying, you have to keep in mind, Khomeini has no one around him that he can trust.
He has such distrust of the people around him that were around him because of the lies, but also distrust because of the deep penetration of Iran by Israeli intelligence. And this has led him to surround himself now by ultra loyalists who are actually much more extreme in their political views than their predecessors. That's one of the things that worries the Israelis. They're expecting a very sharp escalation by the Iranians the minute the Iranians are attacked.
And when that happens, and this should be rephrased not when, but, and it's not just if, but when it does happen, things will escalate rapidly. Could it be resolved as simply as what we did with going after Maduro? I'd like to think so. And there are reports that the Ayatollah is talking to Russia. Can I come to your country? Trying to work out a deal that he goes to Russia. Anything to get out from under the eyes and the guns and bombs of the U.S. You know, we have Americans abroad, and you're certainly aware of them, that spend all their time trashing our nation. And they can take their cue and probably do from Barack Obama when he was elected. What did he do? His first trip abroad was to trash our nation, to go around and apologize, an apologetic tour like, we're so sorry what we did back during World War II, what we did here, what we did there. And now, of course, we have all these high-priced stars who made their money on U.S. consumers now going abroad and trashing our country, even though we made them rich. California Governor Newsom, a certain latest example, as described by Treasury Secretary Bessent.
I was told he was asked to give a speech on his signature policies, but he's not speaking. Because what have his economic policies brought? Outward migration from California, a gigantic budget deficit, the largest homeless population in America, and the poor folks in the Palisades who had their homes burned down. He is here hobnobbing with the global elite while his California citizens are still homeless.
Yeah, not doing a thing to help the people of the Palisades. We did. Our government did go in and immediately start removing a lot of the regulations and building permit issues so they could start rebuilding. But the governor of the state is not actually helping his citizens. They have no money. They have no money. They're spending it all on the illegals. And I love this. Secretary of State Bessent, this is perfect. He compared... This is so good. He compared Newsom to someone who might be smarter, or at least on par sub-level, Kamala Harris.
I think it's very, very ironic that Governor Newsom, who strikes me as Patrick Bateman meets Sparkle Beach Ken, may be the only Californian who knows less about economics than Kamala Harris. He's here this week with his billionaire sugar daddy, Alex Soros.
Yep.
And the Davos is a perfect place for a man who, when everyone else was on lockdown, when he was having people arrested for going to church, he was having $1,000 a night meals at the French Laundry. And I'm sure the California people won't forget that. My message to Governor Newsom is the Trump administration is coming to California. We are going to crack down on waste, fraud, and abuse.
And he knows that's still to come. I'd mentioned this yesterday that during that COVID shutdown, when he told everyone in the state, you cannot go out anywhere, you cannot go out to eat or dine or drink, but if you're with my party, we can go to the French Laundry restaurant in Napa Valley. That's a very exclusive place to dine. Very expensive. But what the hell? You're doing it on the state government dime anyway, and are some of your donors are participating to help you. There you go again, claiming that you're a common person, but you're not so common, are you? At least not in your mind. I want to share something very quickly. We're going to get into it in more detail in the next hour as well. You know the story that broke yesterday about a five-year-old child being taken and being detained, arrested by ICE agents? The opening paragraph, as it was originally written, ICE agents in Minnesota detained at least four children, including a five-year-old boy. Way down in paragraph five, it writes, the father fled on foot when ICE officers approached him. DHS said, for the child's safety, one of our officers remained with the child until we caught his father, who ran and left his child. What a brave man he is. And the child was, quote, detained. They want to use the word detained in the same sentence as arrested. It is not the same. Not the same. Coming up, a special lecture and learning experience from former Justice Scalia. And before we wrap up this hour, when the U.S. Army sprayed toxins over St. Louis, unknowingly, to the citizens. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John, Bill and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Bill. John Bill Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
A gal in Pekin, she's a good old gal, okay. Oh, she's sitting there waiting by a window fan on a long hot summer day. Or every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, so bold picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
What do you think is the reason that America is such a free country? What is it in our Constitution that makes us what we are? And I guarantee you that the response I will get, and you will get this from almost any American, including the woman that he was talking to at the supermarket, the answer would be freedom of speech, freedom of the press, no unreasonable searches and seizures, no quartering of troops in hope, those marvelous provisions of the Bill of Rights. But then I tell them, if you think that a Bill of Rights is what sets us apart, you're crazy. Every banana republic in the world has a Bill of Rights. Every president for life has a Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights of the former evil empire, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, was much better than ours. I mean it literally. It was much better.
That is a very strong statement, and it needs clarification, which we're going to give you, because we are here not just to provide news, analysis, opinion, but education. That is former Supreme Court Justice Scalia. Scalia, as you well know, appointed in 1986, passed in 2016. But in that testimony before Congress, he's talking about the Bill of Rights and how we think it makes us so much special. And he said, every country in the world has a Bill of Rights. The key here is the Bill of Rights for the citizens or the dictators. Some would say, well, that it's for the dictators, it's not really a Bill of Rights. No, it's still a Bill of Rights. It's what their right is and what your right is not. I found it fascinating, and he spent a good 10 minutes discussing this. I don't have time to air all of it. But what he's trying to make people understand, we want to praise what we have in our country, in our Constitution, and with inside the Constitution is the Bill of Rights. And we also have separation of powers, which is another key point. Now, they may have separation of powers in some of the other countries, and I'm not talking about third world countries, I'm talking about England. I mean, they've got the Parliament. And then you get into other countries that have a king, queen, and another legislative body as well. But what we have achieved in this nation in 250 years is unique. And trying to hold on to it, there is the key. How do we hold on to it? Especially when we look around us and you got loonies everywhere. The only understanding they have of the Constitution is that it is a one C word they grab quickly if they think they're being violated or that they can use it as a bludgeon against you. I was thinking about this the other day. I'm not sure when I will do it. As you know, we're now doing the story behind the story daily in the 6 o'clock report. And in listening to Scalia and his remarks, it reminded me of something I grew up with in Texas. Murray Madeline O'Hare, atheist. Now, being a free-thinking young man and probably a little more naive than I am now with some wisdom, maturity, I probably thought, yeah, she has a right to do that. She has a right to do that. And yet in the back of my mind, I thought, why? Why would she have the right to preach against God and being taught in our churches or rather in our schools? We all come back to the basis of our Constitution, and that is freedom of speech is critical. So is freedom of religion. And now that's something the left wants to forget if they can use it against you. That's why these organizers the other day stormed the church service. And why Don Lemon Fruitcake stood there and complained, you're violating the freedom of free speech because we're not allowed to come in here and complain and yell at you. No, you're violating the freedom of religion. The ACLU has so many times found itself arguing both sides of an issue. Maybe even in the same case, and sometimes maybe years apart, sometimes not so far apart. It is, again, what makes our nation different. But again, back to the wisdom and the words of now deceased Justice Scalia.
We guarantee freedom of speech and of the press. Big deal. They guaranteed freedom of speech, of the press, of street demonstrations and protests, and anyone who is caught trying to suppress criticism of the government will be called to account. Whoa, that is wonderful stuff. Of course, just words on paper. What our framers would have called a parchment guarantee. And the reason is that the real constitution of the Soviet Union, you think of the word constitution, it doesn't mean a bill, it means structure. Say a person has a sound constitution, has a sound structure. The real constitution of the Soviet Union, which is what our framers debated that whole summer in Philadelphia in 1787. They didn't talk about the Bill of Rights. That was an afterthought, wasn't it? That constitution of the Soviet Union did not prevent the centralization of power in one person or in one party. And when that happens, the game is over. The Bill of Rights is just what our framers would call a parchment guarantee.
And there's the difference. The Bill of Rights you may hold in your hand, but if it's just a piece of paper, it has no validity, it has no standing, it has no one to help support it and enforce it and protect you, it's non-existent. It's handing out phony dollars is what it's amounting to. So yeah, you can take this down to the store and buy whatever you want. If they will accept these stupid coupons, which are useless. In our nation, unfortunately, we have walked away from understanding our government as a whole. And I don't have the time to have a full civics lesson here. But many of you are already on this page and racing ahead of me. And I understand it, and I'm glad. Now, what we need to do together is get other Americans to understand what we have is so valuable and why we want it. And for all the leftists and all those who have made tons of money on the backs of U.S. citizens paying for either a sporting event, a musical event, a movie. We need to remind them, you made it here in our country. Could you show at least a little respect? And often the answer is going to be no. Once again, former Supreme Court Justice Scalia.
Saying this nowadays, and there's a lot of it going around. They talk about a dysfunctional government because there's disagreement, and the framers would have said, yes, that's exactly the way we set it up. We wanted this to be power, contradicting power, because the main ill that beset us, as Hamilton said in The Federalist, when he talked about a separate Senate, he said, yes, it seems inconvenient, but inasmuch as the main ill that besets us is an excess of legislation, it won't be so bad. This is 1787. He didn't know what an excess of legislation was. So unless Americans can appreciate that and learn to love the separation of powers, which means learning to love the gridlock, which the framers believed would be the main protection of minorities, the main protection. If a bill is about to pass that really comes down hard on some minority, they think it's terribly unfair, it doesn't take much to throw a monkey wrench into this complex system. So Americans should appreciate that, and they should learn to love the gridlock. It's there for a reason, so that the legislation that gets out will be good legislation.
At least we hope so. What we're facing now, though, that Scalia could not know as he was making those remarks, is that we have some in government position abusing their authority, weaponizing our government against citizens. Well, I hear somebody, oh, you're talking about Donald Trump? No, I'm not. You can put his name in if you want, but you know who I'm talking about, and they need to be held accountable. And that gridlock does need to be busted apart. Quick note for you, of course, if you have family and friends that are going to be facing this 2,300-mile winter storm racing across our nation, stay in touch with them, because there are going to be a lot of folks that will lose power. Lines will be down. This is a dangerous storm. And if you don't need to be out on the roads and going anywhere, I'd say stay home and listen to Larry Connors USA. And in fact, what we have coming up next, the story behind the story when the Army was poisoning St. Louisans.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40, EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Well, you can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. Music loud, women walk, but they kicked around since I was born. Never thought it right, I don't care. And you may look the other way, but we can try to understand. And do your time, don't make no man. But you're a brother away, everybody's staying alive.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Now to a News Nation exclusive investigation into a secret government experiment that was carried out in St. Louis. Residents tell us they still remember a mysterious fog. Children would run through it. Mothers would try and close their windows against it. For decades, they all had questions, and now we're seeking answers. The United States Army now admits that it sprayed a chemical that contained cadmium, a known carcinogen, on a neighborhood of more than 10,000 people. Critics say this was done with no warning and no consent. Well, tonight we return to the site of that demolished neighborhood and speak with former residents who believe the government turned them into human test subjects. Although the Army admits that the test happened, it is not admitted to harming the residents. News Nation's Natasha Zubez investigates what was in the fog and why the truth may still be buried.
The fog drifted through the streets like a ghost.
That's exactly what it looked like, a thick fog.
It was summertime, it was hot. We would just run through it as fast as we could and try to just cool ourselves off. It stuck to you.
The spray was so foul as far as the odor. It made some of us have headaches, nausea, dizziness.
That's what I remember. It made me sick.
It made a lot of people sick. It gave a lot of people illnesses that seemed to last maybe briefly, but then return later as something more serious. And the Army all the time was doing this without notifying citizens, for obvious reasons. These tests were part of what they called Operation LAC, Large Area Coverage. It was a U.S. Army Chemical Corps operation dispersing microscopic zinc, cadmium, sulfide over much of the U.S. and Canada, St. Louis being one of the prime reasons. Why St. Louis? I'll come to that a little bit later as we go through the story behind the story. But from September 1950, they started with six simulated attacks that were actually focused at that time on the San Francisco Bay Area. And then by mid-March and April 52, additional trials taking place in South Carolina and Georgia. 1957, they did the same thing in the North Sea, the east coast of Britain. And also in time, the Army admitted spraying Minnesota locations from 1953 until the mid-60s. But again, back to St. Louis. It began in the 1950s and was repeated again a year later. In that case, they were using motorized blowers atop the Pruitt-Igoe complex. Pruitt-Igoe was built as a housing facility for mostly the poor, the indigent. It was supposedly going to give them a new place and a better place to live. When I came to St. Louis in the 70s, they had been already taking down much of the Pruitt-Igoe. And some word had already begun to come out about these tests that were going on. In reference to the Pruitt-Igoe location itself, many were saying the air was heavy, clinging to these 33 concrete towers that seemed to hold the sun captive, according to one of the writers. Children, of course, playing outside. Shouts of games, and then the fog would come, hissing from nozzles on vehicles that moved slowly down the street. It was a cloud that hung thick in the air, clinging to the skin, seeping into lungs, often leaving a chemical taste in your mouth. Numerous members of the St. Louis area who grew up in Pruitt-Igoe, since it was a center of this, have now filed suit and been trying to get, and still relatives, trying to get some compensation for what took place. Now, this is different. Many of us growing up as kids in the 50s, the mosquito spraying truck would come down the road, right? And how many of you would go running through the fog of that chemical truck? Parents didn't tell us don't do it. They didn't really know. And we did it, and we rode our bicycles through it on a regular basis. But this was not mosquito spray. This was a toxin that could lead to cancer. Now, a lot of sources I have that I have pulled together for this section of the story behind the story, there's so many different sources, I can't give you all of them. But I'm going to share some of the information. You heard part of one, as reported by News Nation some time ago. But one person was being quoted about the fog. He said, it was a sickening, nauseating. It was horrible. You'd be driving in, you try to drive out of it if you were in your car. And she remembers headaches, nausea, dizziness. Others say they felt even worse. As one said, and I think it is certainly applicable, my government used me like a guinea pig. Now, I told you it was not just limited to St. Louis, but a lot of it did take place here, and because it had a specific reason that America, and not only America, but St. Louis was chosen. Why? Now, I'll come to that in just a moment. But what you had at that time, the government contended there was no health risk. They knew what they were spraying was a suspected carcinogen. Could lead to cancer soon or later. They knew that. But they had reports even as late as 1994 conducted by the Army's own Center for Health Promotion and Preventative Medicine, followed by a 1997 report by the National Research Council, and they concluded, and I'm quoting here, no evidence the spraying was a health risk. But you look closer into it, and the NRC report did acknowledge, well, if you're exposed to this repeatedly, which folks were, you could have kidney, bone toxicity, lung cancer. And originally, the NRC admit, you know, we can't really assess the risk because the key Army records, and the Army was conducting this, were classified. The Army said for national security reasons, we can't let them out. And then later the NRC, the National Research Council, in trying to do more inquiry, some of the key records, they were missing, just missing. We will never know what was in some of them. But the NRC in its own study did conclude that while it did not test the site, collect samples, or test residents, and didn't have all the access, they still believed the Army wouldn't have been poisoning its own people, not American citizens. That was the attitude. A lot of that might have been buried for a long time, but I want to point out a sociologist, researcher, and at that time a retired faculty member from Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville spent decades of her career trying to piece all this together. Dr. Lisa Martino Taylor. She found 51 vets getting cancer, even though the DOD denied they don't have cancer. The doctor said, at first I didn't believe it. I thought, this is really difficult for me to believe. So she looked into it and she found some of the information had been missing. And the very men who designed the St. Louis test were experts at radiological warfare. Now, this is what was sprayed across the St. Louis area more than once, specifically around the Pruitt-Igoe buildings, which were mass housing at that time. We, of course, still have the issue with the Coldwater Creek, the Bridgeton landfill with hazmat materials, and that's still another part of the story of poisoning St. Louisans, not exactly the same as what we're talking about with the stray, but I cannot do the story behind the story without also dealing with that aspect.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them, and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Back in 2015, this agency did a health study on this landfill, on the Bridgeton landfill, on the nuclear radiation that was in St. Louis. And what the ATSDR concluded was that there was not significant pollution, that there was no health risk, I want to quote this, no health risk to the surrounding community. Now, since that time, we have learned that, in fact, the ATSDR report relied on faulty data, it relied on faulty methods, and there have been multiple subsequent reports, including those done by the government and the Army Corps of Engineers, that have showed that there is, in fact, extensive contamination. And as we speak right now, the Army Corps of Engineers is moving people out of their homes in the St. Louis area, those who live adjacent to this creek where the toxins are. They're moving them out of their homes because of existing continuing nuclear radiation in their homes, in their yards. We've had schools that have been closed because of the presence of nuclear toxins in the air, in the dust, in the soil.
That is Senator Josh Hawley, June of last year, talking about what they're trying to do about the hazardous waste landfills, which is still a different story than the spraying that was taking place at Pruitt-Igoe. I mentioned to you earlier, why was St. Louis one of the cities chosen? The children of Pruitt-Igoe never knew they were living in a government experiment, and certainly neither did their parents. And the tests were carried out elsewhere, I've told you that. But why St. Louis? According to those who were taking part in these Cold War era tests, this one dubbed the large area coverage, they chose St. Louis because it was similar to Moscow. They were looking at, if we have these large building complexes as they did with Pruitt-Igoe. That's much the way people live in Moscow. So we continue to spray over those areas, and we will get a good idea of what would happen to the Russians. Now, again, the Army denied that it was spending anything or using anything that would be detrimental. But they knew better. And, of course, between that and the Coldwater Creek incident and the hazmat material, many are still looking for some kind of settlement, some kind of compensation. As one said, they're waiting us out. They're waiting on all of us to die. And when we die, maybe they're going to wait for our kids to die. One other statement from a witness. I lost two older siblings to cancer. I lost a brother last month. And all of a sudden, I have kidney cancer, brain cancer. All of that you were seeing from people that lived at the Pruitt-Igoe location. According to News Nation, declassified documents reveal the Army did carry out spraying the cadmium sulfide, mostly over black and low income, and they were never told it was happening. The story behind the story. I'm not sure what story I'm going to go with for Monday, but I'll give you a heads up. Tuesday, Jamie Allman will be off on his program, so this program will air during the noon hour, Tuesday the 27th. And I will tell you the story behind the story for that day. That will be my interview with Barack Obama. That's coming up Tuesday. We've still got another hour to go of Larry Connors USA. And believe me, you don't want to miss anything. Please stand by and remember our pledge. One nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.